Well, I think it's critical because there are some things that you could say, well, the church really doesn't have to teach because there are things that either everybody knows or society as a whole will teach you certain things. But nobody is going to give you a God's perspective on money and possessions and stewardship in any biblical way outside of the church. Now, you certainly have people who can deal with wisdom issues, and you can have secular people who say, here's how you should deal with debt, and here's why you should avoid certain kinds of debt. And yeah, so, you know, that's common grace. That's just general societal wisdom that's out there, and you can consult secular experts and get some decent guidance. But when it comes to the core of things, on God as our creator and our redeemer, we belong to him twice, once through creation, once again through redemption. We are not our own. We've been bought at a price. Therefore, we're to glorify God in our bodies. And while we live here on this earth, we are to go to God's word, to God's instruction manual, and get guidance on things which the world will never be able to wrap its mind around apart from the intervention of Christ in someone's life. So that's where we just really got to be sure that in the church, the body of Christ, we are actively teaching on this subject of stewardship, that we're not afraid that we're going to drive everybody away because we're talking too much about money. I am convinced that if we're talking about money in the right way, in the biblical way, we won't push most people away. And those that we do push away, well, I'm sorry, but that's a problem that they're going to have to deal with before God. But if we do it in a way that's positive, biblical, in keeping with Scripture, then we're doing it in their best interest. And that's what I encourage pastors. Go ahead and preach on money, preach on giving, preach on stewardship, and don't feel that you're doing a disservice to your people. Do it with the right heart and right perspective, and you will be doing them the greatest possible service.